أحمدك اللهم بما أنت أهله، وأشكرك شكر الذاكر العارف، وأثني عليك حتى ترضى. أنت المحيي وأنت المميت، وأنت الشافي وأنت المعافي، بيدك الأمر، إنك على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger and the prophet and the servant. And we ask Allah to shed his peace and the prayers upon the prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, it has been a long time since I stood on this pulpit. Before 2 months ago, I looked at the world and at you and at this mosque the look of a farewell. And God decreed that I have an operation. The first thing I said coming around from the anesthetic was, Allah, I thank you for breathing. Just for the ability to breathe. Because before that I would spend nights sitting, not able to breathe. And the idea came to me, everybody breathes. All people breathe. But how many are so aware as to stop to thank Allah for it? And it became known to me that the blessings of Allah are beyond count. And that if we start counting what we know, there are things that never come to our mind and yet they are blessings. We thank Allah for this. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to draw our attention to His blessings by taking them away from us. Our life should be thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every detail we are aware of or not aware of is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that you miss if you lose is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No wonder therefore that Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you even start to compute the blessings of Allah, you will never be able to count them. The subject of thankfulness is one of the principal subjects in the Quran. It comes tens of times. And it shows us so many kinds of thankfulness. The first is when Allah Himself is thankful. And one of the names of Allah is Ash-Shakur, the thankful. And the Prophet relays to us that when a man filled his shoe with water to offer to a thirsty dog, Allah was thankful to him and wrote paradise for him. The other is when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if every breath we breathe is a thank you Allah, it wouldn't be enough to give Allah his due of thankfulness. But the Prophet also says, if you don't thank people, you cannot thank Allah. And therefore, every human being who offers me a favor or do something good, we should be thankful for, we should say thank you, because unless we recognize and appreciate the good doings of people, it means we are blind and cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the way we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiple and multifaceted. Perhaps the easiest and the most obvious is to continue saying Alhamdulillah hundreds and thousands of times. But as a matter of fact, if you want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that there are three ways of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't say three so that you might pick one of them to use it. There are three ways of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the three are an obligation upon you. You are not in a position to say, I say thank you and forget the other two. Thanking Allah with your tongue, as many times as you can, cleans your tongue from its sins. And thanking Allah is a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr. And the dhikr is a supreme thing in Islam. The Quran says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرِ. The prayers prevent us from abominations and bad evil doings, and the remembrance of Allah is greater. As a matter of fact, the salat is a kind of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the more you train your tongue, it seeps and sinks into your heart until you become not a servant thanking Allah, but until you acquire the status of a thanking servant. It is a condition of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second way to thank Allah is to live His way, to live as He wants you to live. In your personal life, family life, at your work, and in society, the obvious thing you do before people, the hidden things that you think are your intimate privacies. You live the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very often overlooked and in good intention. And the examples are so clear in our ordinary daily life. Give you a little example. A friend of mine in this congregation who overused his credit card and therefore became indebted to the credit card company, and the debt accumulates, at interest, which means that my friend is doing riba. And riba haram in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask him, did you do that because there was something of vital importance, a matter of living and death, very important to buy it, and you had to do that? No. It was going to the market and the malls and these good things. It was birthdays and weddings and buying the presents, etc., etc., using the credit card, not knowing that he is paying riba, and that riba means a declaration of war by Allah upon you. This is an ordinary thing. How many a time did I see some of our sisters and daughters, good Muslims, they pray and fast, they come to the mosque, but I go to a wedding and I find that the way they are dressed is a way that definitely displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, between the crossroads, shall I do what pleases the people and displeases Allah? Or shall I do what pleases Allah, even if it displeases the people? This is the mark of faith. And this, in a way, are you thanking Allah or denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Your life is small things. Our life, it is rare that we take a major decision. But our life is constituted of little things. Going to the market, going to my work, being honest or not, help or not, etc., etc. It is those small things that show whether you are a mu'min or not, because your iman should be there 24 hours a day, not only in the mosque or during the prayers. Of course, the third way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is an obligation on every Muslim, you should join his battles. Since eternity, since there was mankind on earth, Allah always had his enemies. And the battle between right and wrong has always been raging. In all respects, in moralities, in character, in honesty, in sex, in politics. And it is a grave sin to witness the battle between right and wrong and sit on the fence. Because the battle between right and wrong is the battle between Allah and the enemies of Allah. And you cannot have the luxury of being neutral. You cannot have the luxury of hearing about it but not joining it. It is your obligation, whenever there is right and wrong, justice and injustice, Allah is involved and you are involved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of smiting his enemies in less than 1 second. But this is the test he has prepared for you in order to prove yourself. Are you really his servants? Are you really worshipping him and thanking him or not? You cannot allow yourself to be neutral when there is a battle between right and wrong. And of course, as you heard last week, you took notice of one of those battles. We Muslims in America are people who can contribute to America and contribute the things that America needs most. Cleanliness, chastity, honesty, no alcohol, no drugs, be clear and clean, know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and heed him all the time as if you see him, for even though you don't see him, he sees you. This is what we want to and can contribute to America. But we have been fought all the time. And the most recent thing is when our brother, my son, Salam al-Marayati, was chosen to be a Muslim member of the 10-member anti-terrorist committee. And the hell broke loose. And certain Jewish lobbies and groups intimidated the politician who made the appointment, and he resigned the appointment. Last week, alhamdulillah, you were called to sign a petition. And alhamdulillah, 800 signatures were collected. But how about those who seeped from the mosque to the outside, not caring less for the whole issue? This is neutrality between Allah and the enemies of Allah. And a Muslim cannot afford to be that neutral. And in such situations, and alhamdulillah, I am happy about the whole event, because it shows that now they feel us. It shows that their monopoly over the American ear is threatened. It shows that Muslims are here not as foreigners, but as trees with deep roots. It shows that a future is coming that will threaten their falsities and their lies about Islam. And we should be God's soldiers. We should be His army and His agents in switching the lights on so that people can see the truth, in opening the windows open so that fresh air would come. And the time of political monopoly that reflects very negatively at home and abroad is coming to an end if we persevere, if we prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we deserve His victory. And the day is coming, and it will come, but you have to work for it in order to deserve it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته وتبع هداه إلى يوم الدين. My dear fellow Muslims, Allah created you and wants things from you. Compare yourself to all the creatures. The highest are the higher animals. Are we animals? We are not animals. All creation are programmed to work in a certain way, obeying certain laws. They cannot make any choice. But we human beings have been given the knowledge, the critical power, the concept of good and bad, the freedom to choose, and therefore the accountability for our choices. Doesn't this mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a certain message to the human being? Yes, and He says in the Quran that the human being is His agent on this planet Earth in order to manage the planet upon its owner's manual. And out of the whole people, does Allah have a certain message to the Islamic Ummah? Yes, the best of all the nations presented to mankind, enjoining good and forbidding evil, and every form and kind of enjoining good and forbidding evil we are invited to participate in. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that we give our lives. Yes, Allah, I give my life for you. Sometimes Allah demands we give our money. Yes, we give our money. Sometimes it is as simple as a signature. Yes, we give our signature. Writing a letter, making a telephone call. But be active and activist. Don't be a lazy, complacent Muslim, because Islam has no place for the lazy and the complacent. And everything you do, however minor, is a jihad fi sabilillah. We ask Allah to fill our hearts with His love. And love to our fellow Muslim and our fellow human being. And we ask Him to enable us to be His real mu'min servants and to be worthy of following His Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and to make us live and die and live again upon La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma ghafir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا شكر نعمتك. اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين والصابرين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من المجاهدين الذين تحبهم ويحبونك. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك، وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله